Cheater on the Rood with Lee Papa and Jeff Chrysler, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Radio Network.
Good evening, and welcome to Cheater in the Rood for Thursday, April 8th. I'm Lee Papa, the writer of the blog The Rood Pundit.
And I'm Jeff Chrysler, the writer of the book Get Rich Cheating.
Oh, I guess you just trumped me, didn't you?
Zing, zing, zong. That's our new thing, by the way.
That is. Jeff's come up with all kinds of amazing new sound effects. We're here every Thursday at 8 p.m. at Public. Where are we? We're not at Public. We're a Progressive Radio Network.
Yes. Progressives do not believe in the public. We believe only in the wallets of the rich and wealthy. That's what Progressive stands for, right?
You're just making shit up right off the top.
Of course.
Well, you know what? It's a good day for that because we are just a little over 24 hours from a federal government shutdown.
Anarchy!
Can I get a whoosh on that, Katie? That's it.
One of the first things that we'll lose will be the ability for public servants to make whoosh sounds.
Yes, yes, we will not be able to whoosh. Whooshing will not be allowed anymore.
So, Lee, as someone who rides public transportation and relies upon public safety, I'm a little concerned about what's going to happen if there is a shutdown and what we're going to lose.
Are you? Are you concerned? Well, I think that there's not a lot to be concerned about unless you like the government.
Well, I don't like that. I was told that the government is the problem.
Well, I think the first thing we need to think about, and I think you need to put this in the best possible light. If the government shuts down, people will not be able to go to the Statue of Liberty.
Well, that will be because the Statue of Liberty will have to rest her arm, because government money is paying for her to hold it up.
Yes, you're right, you're right.
And I actually learned that if Statue of Liberty is out of work long enough, she will have to call up Obama's golf buddy for a little bit of side cash.
Are you saying that the Statue of Liberty will have to turn tricks?
She will turn creaky metallic tricks from here to there. And she's already in the water. She just has to swim.
Wow. So also, let's see, we will stop work on cleaning up toxic waste. That'll happen.
That's smart. Speaking of toxic waste, Rick Santorum will no longer be at all of the national zoos stopping the male monkeys from having sex with each other.
I don't know what that has to do with toxic waste, but
Rick Santorum is generally speaking
toxic. Oh, he is toxic waste. Yes, yes, I'll go with that. I agree with you. So here's something. There will be delays in processing firearm applications for people that are applying to get their guns.
More evidence that this is all a part of Obama's socialist plan to prevent people from having guns because, we need guns that fire a lot of bullets.
That's right. That's right. I bet you that the House Republicans would pass a special bill just to keep gun applications going. Because you know what? If there's one thing America loves more than anything else, it's guns.
It's true. And also in that bill, the Republicans attached a rider making date rape, quote, sort of legal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, excuse me, Jeff, but I have some work to do.
Well, while you're doing that work, there's a couple other things that will be cut if the government shuts down. Do you remember in Jurassic Park, you know, the velociraptors, they're in that cave with the electrified fence? If the government shuts down, that will short out the electrified fence around Newt Gingrich's mistresses.
Really? Well, once they are able to roam free, I think we're all really in for a diseased threat.
True, but don't worry, there's going to be a spill of Paul Ryan's hair gel. Is it Paul?
You are obsessed with Paul Ryan's
hair. Very obsessed. We will discuss Paul Ryan's hair more at the end to really kind of delve to the depths of my obsession with his hair.
Really? So let me give you something else that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. The National Science Foundation, it'll stop giving grants. So there won't even be enough money to do research on how many mistresses Newt Gingrich has or where exactly Donald Trump's hair comes from. You know, a Donald Trump hair joke, that's gold. That's comedy gold.
We'll talk about Donald's hair later in terms of Mr. Ryan's hair, but the National Science Foundation, they just spend their money writing emails about faking global warming, so it's not a big deal. One thing I was finding kind of interesting today in the news, I didn't follow that closely, maybe you can help me out, was this Republican bill proposal has a lot of riders attached to it.
Well, you're right. I mean, one of the big things that's slowing down the passage of a budget, according to my favorite named Senator Harry Reid, you know, you realize that nothing's going to get done because we have a Harry Reid facing off against a boner.
An orange boner.
And an orange boner. And, you know, there's really no good can come of it. So,
well, we're in the riders. Tell me. I didn't see what they were.
The problem is right now are the House Republicans passed this budget. Now, the House Republicans are the batshit insane cousin that you keep under in the basement under the porch and can only peek out every now and then. So the House Republicans passed this budget, H.R. 1, and they passed this back on February 19th. And part of the negotiations that are going on are that with a bunch of the riders that they have put in there that actually have nothing to do with budget, very little to do with actually saving you more than pocket change at most.
They're not really concerned with the money, but we can discuss that later. They're concerned with changing the world and inciting Armageddon so that they can get on a spaceship to the planet Ayn Rand. But
yes, so for instance, one of the riders is to prohibit the Federal Reserve from transferring more than $80 million to the new Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection.
Well, that makes sense because you don't need more than $80 million to fight financial crime. I mean, come on, you know, the big companies like Goldman Sachs and these banks, they don't have that type of money, $80 million.
Yeah, but some of these are just outright dickish. Like, prohibits funds for a government-sponsored consumer products complaints database.
Well, consumers can just, they can get online, they could write their congressperson, they don't need to have, there doesn't need to be a public database of all the complaints, and people will stop buying products that kill their children, and that will hurt not just American commerce to the people that make the products, but also hearses, mortuaries, the cremation industry, the can industry, you know, people put the remains in a can.
Really?
Yeah.
Remains in a can?
Yeah.
Wow. Can you buy that?
Yeah, it's in the Prince Albert section. What else is it going to be?
Oh, well, some of these writers are just amazing. I mean, seriously, they are just like a bunch of crazy children just got out there and decided, here's all the poop that's in my diaper, and I'm giving this poop as a gift to you, mommy. So, for instance, they want to prohibit funding the EPA regulating greenhouse gases.
You don't need to stop greenhouse gases if you're going to bring fire and brimstone through the rest of your budget plans. I mean, the world won't need to be protected if the world is destroyed.
Wow. I think that's beautiful. That's,
you know, Sarah Palin's last trip to Israel was to stake out some real estate for when everyone comes back to Israel at the commencement of the end days.
And now we have the wet dream part of this budget. It's prohibits funds to Planned Parenthood Federation of America or any of its affiliates.
Ironically, if there were more wet dreams, there would be less need for Planned Parenthood.
This is true. This is true. So you're saying...
That's my saying, wet dreams don't get you pregnant. But if there had been more of them, our Yankee fan in residence here didn't understand what I was poorly explaining.
So what you're saying is that we should actually encourage wet dreams.
Yes.
And that should be the plan for birth control.
Yes. If we cut sex education, people will be confused about why they wake up sticky, and that will help advance America to the glory days of the past.
So you're saying that young boys should lay there dreaming about, say, Sarah Palin.
Sure.
Sarah Palin coming in their room at night.
Sure. Sarah Palin, Harry Reid, whoever gets them excited.
And these
young boys,
adolescents, who are curious adolescents,
like the monkey George.
Yes, they should.
What's wrong, Lee? Are you choking on your own thought as you proceed to... No, it's not right. You're right. It's inappropriate.
No.
This is what the Republicans want. They want the little boys to be vulnerable to the advances of whether it's monkeys, whether it's congressmen or pedophilic church ministers. Pedophilic is a new word. It's a type of treatment your car can get at Pet Boys. And the Republicans, they don't stand for anything except the molestation of little boys inside the dreams of their own selves.
Sarah Palin comes in your bedroom at night. And Sarah Palin is saying, "Are you curious, little boy?
Are you curious, little boy?"
And maybe this is a teenager, so it's not quite so illegal for us to talk about. Let's just say that this is somebody who is of age.
Well, I think that was a given.
Yes. Young men.
Young strapping men
who are going
to fight war for oil.
But they are wearing their rings of virginity. And they are then laying in bed thinking about Sarah Palin reaching into their pants and...
Getting a little graphic.
Yes, well, we haven't even gotten to the Sarah Palin Hummer.
Wait until you see us. We're just going to start webcasting or putting this on Ustream.
Yes. Do you want to know something else?
I want to know one more thing, and then I think it's time for a whoosh and a move on.
All right, so one more totally, totally dickbag thing that they're doing. Prohibits funds to pay the salaries and expenses of the following czars or special presidential advisors who are not required to go through the Senate confirmation process. The Obamacare czar. This is what the actual thing says in the bill. The climate change czar. The global warming czar. The green jobs czar. The cars czar, the Guantanamo Bay closure czar, the pay czar, and fairness doctrine czar. These guys are absolutely bug fucking sane. They are crazier than a shit fight at a monkey house.
That, I think, should be our impromptu crazy off. The House Republicans and their czar obsession versus shit fight in a monkey house. All right, ready? We'll just spend 10 seconds on it. I choose the monkeys. They're crazy. They're throwing shit at each other for no reason.
The House Republicans put in a piece of legislation that they passed that is now part of American history, the Obamacare czar.
You win, and that has been another edition of Crazy Off! My pants are made of onions.
I believe that deserves a whoosh.
Is it time for Abuse a Fan, or is it time for Haiku News, or is it time to discuss some cheating, or should we talk about Terry Jones, or maybe something else?
I believe it's time for Fan Abuse.
Fan Abuse, write to us and we'll make you feel like your dad did when you were a child, and that's why you have to write letters to radio hosts. Well, ladies and gentlemen... I got an email was it today or yesterday? I think it was just this afternoon. And it is posted with identifying information redacted on our Facebook page in the discussion section. And I'm going to read some of it. And Lee and I will react briefly. I won't read the whole thing. The premise, of course, is that if you interact with us, we want to know what you think, and we will abuse you.
Yes, so please, you can write to us on our Facebook page.
Cheater in the Rude.
Or you can email me at rudepundit@yahoo.com.
You can email me at whatever. Look it up on the line. Here we go. Dear Mr. Chrysler.
Let me just set this up again. This is a listener... A very favorable listener. In fact, yes. One might even say a fan of the show. And he has written to us, and we're just going to...
Dear Mr. Chrysler.
Talk about this.
My name is Redacted. I have a PhD in political science and a JD, both from the University of Iowa.
Good for you.
I don't care. Since 1992, when I voted for Bill Clinton, parentheses, may I be forgiven, I have only voted for Greens and Libertarians. Not our fault that he has bad taste.
No. It's good that he's wasting his vote.
Let's get into the real Lady Doff protest too much. In 2008, I voted for Cynthia McKinney. I just lost the accent. In 2008, I voted for Cynthia McKinney.
Whoa. In 2008, he voted for Cynthia McKinney.
Yes, he offers that to dissuade any charge of racism. Though I do believe that Obama is a white supremacist, in the sense that he has long worked for and in the service of billionaire bankers, who, as a class, are white. But I don't qualify things by race. I'm not a racist. That last part was me interpreting what he's saying. You know, I do want to say this, as far as Obama being in bed with all money. All politicians are in bed with money. But one of the parties is a little bit more so. And I think it's not Obama's. There's another paragraph that follows talking about how he's not a racist, and another paragraph about how he's not a racist. And then we talk about how Obama could just end all this. All he has to do is simply post his birth certificate on the internet.
Oh, wait. I think you're skipping something very, very important here.
What's that?
He says that there have been lawsuits that could be dismissed simply by President Obama showing a valid birth certificate.
As he has.
I am astounded that you and your co-host dismissed the idea that one could have any doubt over where Obama was born.
Oh, I don't dismiss the idea that people could have doubt. I just dismiss those people.
Yes, I dismiss that. You know what? I'm just going to go with what you said.
Fair enough. Let's move on. I don't want to waste everyone's time reading this whole thing.
But no. He said, after all, here his team could simply post the damn thing on the internet.
Because the internet is a source of all twoof.
Yes, we must. If you want to learn something, you can learn it from the internet. And have we forgotten that the new governor of Hawaii was going to release the document? And then, like Gilda Radner. Oh, you're dating yourself there, anonymous writer.
He probably does date himself.
Yes. Oops, never mind.
Aw, boop-boop-boop-boop.
Never mind.
That's good. Now listen.
No, he talks to you directly, Jeff.
That's what I'm saying.
Directly,
he's appealing
Jeff,
to me.
He says, you, Jeff Chrysler, graduated from UVA Law School.
Mm-hmm.
That means that he went online and stalked you, Jeff.
Oh, whatever.
He stalked you. Then why not admit that in legal terms...
Legal terms!
And by the way, Jeff does have a JD from UVA Law School.
A member of the California Bar Association, if you know what I mean.
He's a motherfucking lawyer!
Boom-chicka-boom-chicka, slang that gavel.
Obama has never made a showing in open court...
No, sir!
...that there is a legal and authentic birth certificate...
No, sir!
...from the state of Hawaii, attesting to his birth on U.S. soil?
Now, let me respond in legal terms as this gentleman has put forth to me in legal terms. I beg the court, is the burden not on the guy who's not crazy to not defend his not-self? If you say that I am an alien from Nebula, is it my duty to prove that I am not from Nebula? How can I prove that I am not from Nebula? Oh, is the burden not on the crazy man, or is the burden on the crazy man? I rest my case. And then he ends. Other than that, I really enjoy your show, which I just discovered. Quick note to all of our listeners wishing to send in mail disagreeing with us. Don't bury the lead. Open with, I like your show. And then we can take it from there.
Yes. However, I do encourage fans to write in.
Please.
Just so that we can try to alienate our listeners as quickly as possible.
Right. This is our first time alienating. There were little kinks in there. But we'll get there. And this was a good practice one because this guy who spent a lot of time, obviously, writing this email about where Obama was born, signs his letter, sincerely, name redacted, Tampico, Mexico.
Tampico.
Oh, doesn't matter.
That's how the Mexicans pronounce it. It is Tampico. Actually, I think people in English pronounce it that way, too.
And that was another episode of Abusing Your Fans with Abuse.
Wow. We could use a whoosh. Well, I mean, there's nothing quite like that. And we're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back with more Cheater and the
Rude.
Was our discussion just on the air?
Are we on the air now?
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we here at Cheater and the Rude Industries have realized that our shows are just half an hour each week. We don't always cover everything we want to cover in the news. We let ourselves go on tangents. It's part of what we really enjoy about the show.
Yes, I enjoy going on a tangent every now and then, like about tangents. You know, tangents can actually be really helpful in the course of a show, especially as your material is so convoluted.
Anyway, the point is, in lieu of trying to shove everything in, we are going to shove everything in a new segment that we call Haiku News. It's an attempt to talk about some of the issues in the news that we don't get a chance to really discuss, but do them briefly. 575, haiku style.
Haiku style. What's our first subject for Haiku News this week?
Our first subject is the Wisconsin vote. There were two votes yesterday. One was a new judge in the state Supreme Court and someone who won the primary by, I think it was like a 20 or 30 point spread, a Republican supported by Walker, has lost to a Democrat.
We're not sure yet, though. There is a recount
there
going
recount.
On.
Whatever, whether win or lose, it's definitely closer. And there was also another position that was basically a rebuke to Walker.
All anybody cares about, really, is the okay. judge's race. But however, we're talking too much about it.
And haiku it up, Lee.
Haiku it up? My haiku is, I really hate that I'm supposed to give a shit, appoint all judges.
Haiku. I guess there's no snapping sound. We'll do that next time. My haiku for the situation. Cheese, cows, and justice. The battered fist of freedom. Bratwurst and beer farts.
Oh, my God, man.
Dude, I'm fucking deep.
I was there. I was Good. With you. I was there.
You want to throw... what's our next one?
Our next one is that that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, and four other defendants, or four other detainees at Guantanamo Bay, will not, despite the previous promises of the Obama administration, and specifically Eric Holder and the Department of Justice, they will not be tried in a civilian court. And instead will be tried by military commissions in Gitmo.
Before I give you my haiku, I'd just like to say I think we should work on making our introduction to the section that's about shortening the news itself shorter. Next week. All right. My haiku for the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed situation. Just 575 for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Not enough room for...
Oh,
thank you.
That was moving. Mine takes a little more of an historical view.
Break it down for me.
Tasers in the nuts and a fixed trial, just like Ben Franklin wanted.
Oh, deep, bro.
Thank you.
So true. You know, actually, Ben Franklin was trying to invent the taser when he went out with the key. And
Yeah. You mean he actually had the kite string attached to somebody's testicle?
Yeah. Well, there was a criminal running away, and he attached it to his back, and that's how he stopped him.
Wow. That Ben Franklin, he really was on top of everything.
The final subject for this haiku news. Lee, actually, you have the details of this story. Give us the story real quick. Maybe we'll throw a link up on our Facebook page so people can get details.
Yeah. I really think that this is an immensely fascinating story that Maine has legalized the keeping of switchblades by one-armed men. Now, and one-armed people. Sorry, women too. Ladies, one-armed ladies out there, if you want to have a switchblade in Maine, you can do it now. Yes, they approved legalizing switchblades for people with one arms because, you see, if you have a regular pocket knife and you have only one arm, you have to take it and pull it with your teeth. It's really a question of equality.
Okay. Fair enough. Here's my my take on it. Haiku News. Knives. I mean, isn't this how he got into this mess in the first place?
Oh, that's great.
Right, because he cut
off
his arm.
Yes, yes.
Everybody get it up?
Yes.
All right, what do you got?
You'll take my small knife away from me when you pry it from my cold, dead hand.
I think I just had a wet dream while staying awake.
Wow, you won't be impregnating your wife tonight.
Hopefully no one will be. I mean, if we're gonna go down that road, Lee.
Oh, we're gonna need more than a half an hour.
All right, that was Haiku News. Haiku News.
So also in the news this week.
Are we doing the crazy guy or the crazy guy? The crazy guy with the TV show or the crazy guy that burns shit?
Well, I think that we need to talk about Terry Jones.
All right, Terry Jones, as you know, he recently decided he would go ahead with his plan to burn the Koran. And that set off a whole bunch of crazy riots and killing because apparently taking something sacred and burning it and destroying it is provocative to those that are taking that thing sacred.
Yes, I believe I have a cut of Terry Jones speaking to his followers
All right, it's good. I've been wondering what he sounds like.
Yeah, let's hear that. Let's hear Terry Jones speaking to his followers.
He's burning it.
What? There are ways of telling whether she is a witch.
Father? Huh? Well, they tell us. Tell us.
Tell me, what do you do with witches?
Now, that is...
Witches?
Witches!
Terry, that's not Terry Jones, it's Terry Jones.
What? Right, right, Terry Jones.
What?
But it's Terry Jones.
Witches?
Right, right, right. It's Terry Jones. Terry Jones, who's really used to talking to his followers. Yes.
He used to be much more reasonable when it came to religious matters.
Yes, yes.
He thought things out. I remember he resolved that one matter by weighing the witch against a duck.
Yes, yes. But now Terry Jones is busy putting the Quran on. I mean, you know what? It's hilarious. These guys from Monty Python come up with the greatest sketches.
This is an elaborate Monty Python. But
no one expect the Islamic jihadists. No one expects that. Oh, our geek flag is flying.
Terry Jones, by the way, the other Terry Jones, the one that looks like Yosemite Sam and is hell-bent on destroying all things good, not the one in Monty Python, but the
No, wait.
He apparently, for inspiration, his office has an old tattered Bible, which is kind of nice, and a poster of the movie Braveheart. That is his homage to how religion is violent, is by a movie about slaughter provoked mostly by religious-based beliefs on land. He's inspired by Mel Gibson. That should be all we need to know about the guy. But he did. Let's hear what else he has to say.
Wow.
Now, you listen here. He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy. Now, go away.
That was what he said about Muhammad.
I'm his mother, that's who.
Behold his mother. Behold his mother. Behold his mother. Behold his mother.
All right, that was the other Terry Jones. Listen, we're running out of time. Let's quickly say what we miss most, speaking of crazy people with pulpits, about Glenn Beck. He's going to be leaving.
Oh, what we miss most about Glenn Beck? You know what I'm going to miss most about Glenn Beck?
No, I don't. That's why I asked you. Would you like me to tell you what I'll miss first while you get yours ready?
I'm ready. I'm going to miss the barking.
So far, at least, hasn't barked.
Dog hasn't barked.
So far, at least, hasn't barked.
That's what I'm going to miss most.
What I will miss most about Glenn Beck is that he is a symbol of the far-right strategy to push things to the extreme. Extreme negotiation! Get things so crazy that their right seems normal. It's Palin's strategy with supporting Sharon Engel and Christine O'Donnell. Like, oh, I don't like Palin, but at least she's not a witch that doesn't masturbate. The right is so expert at making... Look at the budget negotiations. Go far to the right, then suddenly the left becomes center, as we've seen. We have to end in a minute, and I think we should end with our tradition of Would You Rather.
Would You Rather, yes, where we challenge each other to figure out Would You Rather. I think today...
Would you rather, Lee,
yes,
have sex with Paul Ryan's hair or Donald Trump's hair?
I'm going to go with Donald Trump's hair because I think it's probably stiffer and firmer and give you more, less pliability.
I'm going to go with Paul Ryan's hair because Paul Ryan's hair does not know that it is full of shit.
Ah, I've got one for you.
Mm.
Would you rather get a blowjob from Michelle Bachmann or have sex with Liz Taylor?
Liz Taylor in her current state?
Yes.
Liz Taylor.
All right, thank you very much for listening this week to Cheater and the Rude. I'm Lee Papa. You can pick up my book, The Rude Pundit's Almanac, from orbooks.com or also for your Kindle from amazon.com.
And I'm Jeff Chrysler. Check out getrichcheating.com, those in the New York area. I'll be doing my wealth-building seminar in Hoboken next Friday, the 15th. Tax day, learn to cheat on your taxes.
You can also follow us on Twitter, at Rude Pundit, or at Jeff Chrysler.
And on the Facebook, Cheater and the Rude. This has been Cheater and the Rude on Progressive Radio Network. Go get rude.